Novartis CEO joins Anthropic's board. The appointment of Novartis CEO Vas Narasimhan to Anthropic's board represents a structural inflection point in healthcare AI deployment, one that signals Big Pharma's recognition that competitive advantage in drug development now depends on access to foundational model infrastructure, not just application layer tools. This is not a token advisory role. It's a positioning move that reflects a broader realization. As agentic AI platforms consolidate workflow automation across prior authorization, population health, and clinical operations, pharmaceutical companies face a strategic choice between building proprietary model capabilities or securing privileged partnerships with a handful of frontier AI labs capable of multimodal reasoning at scale. The strategic context: while Stat reported the board appointment with minimal fanfare, the timing reveals the calculus. Novartis joins Anthropic's board as the FDA accelerates drug approvals under its National Priority Voucher Program, with the agency approving orforglipron, an obesity drug from Eli Lilly, in just 50 days, the fastest new molecular entity approval since 2002. That regulatory velocity compounds the pressure on pharma R&D. Shorter approval timelines mean companies must identify promising candidates earlier, design trials faster, and extract insights from clinical data with greater precision. Large language models capable of parsing unstructured literature, adverse event databases, and molecular interaction datasets are no longer experimental, they're table stakes. Simultaneously, the healthcare AI stack is consolidating around platform players. Innovaxer announced a $250 million commitment over 3 years to expand its agentic AI platform, which automates workflows spanning patient access, value-based care, revenue cycle management, risk assessment, and utilization management. CEO Abhinav Shashank framed the investment as a response to enterprise healthcare executives, particularly CFOs, demanding unified AI strategies that solve systemic operational problems rather than isolated use cases. The shift from point solutions to integrated platforms mirrors what's happening in pharma. Fragmented AI tools for molecule generation, trial design, and regulatory submission are giving way to vertically integrated workflows where each agent learns from the others. The Anthropic advantage: Anthropic's differentiation lies in its constitutional AI approach, models trained with explicit safety constraints and interpretability mechanisms that align with regulatory scrutiny. For a pharmaceutical CEO, that's not academic philosophy, it's operational necessity. Drug development generates data subject to FDA audit, institutional review board oversight, and post-market surveillance. Black box models that can't explain their reasoning create liability. Anthropic's emphasis on interpretability and controlled output makes it a natural partner for companies navigating the intersection of AI and heavily regulated processes. Narasimhan's board seat gives Novartis privileged insight into Anthropic's roadmap, early access to model updates, and influence over feature prioritization. It also signals to investors that Novartis is hedging against commoditization risk. As foundational models become infrastructure, competitive moats in pharma will shift from proprietary data, which most large companies possess, to how effectively companies integrate frontier AI into discovery, development, and commercial operations. A board seat is cheaper than building an in-house foundation model team, and it carries strategic optionality. If Anthropic's models prove superior for biological reasoning tasks, Novartis gains first-mover advantage in deployment. The regulatory catalyst: the FDA's National Priority Voucher Program has issued 18 vouchers and completed 6 decisions since its 2025 launch, with a 2-month target timeline for approvals. That cadence creates a feedback loop. Faster approvals reward companies that can generate high-quality trial data quickly, which in turn pressures competitors to accelerate their own pipelines. AI's role in this acceleration is multifaceted, from patient stratification and site selection to protocol optimization and adverse event prediction. But the bottleneck is no longer compute, it's integration. Companies need models that ingest electronic health records, claims data, genomic databases, and clinical literature, then generate actionable insights that clinicians and regulators trust. Anthropic's models, particularly Claude, have demonstrated proficiency in medical reasoning tasks, including summarization of clinical notes and extraction of structured data from unstructured text. For Novartis, that capability translates into operational leverage across the drug development lifecycle. In discovery, models can parse millions of published papers to identify novel drug targets. In development, they can simulate trial outcomes under different protocol designs. In commercial operations, they can automate pharmacovigilance by monitoring adverse event reports in near real time. The platform economics: Innovaxer's $250 million commitment underscores a parallel shift in healthcare AI economics. The company's Gravity platform serves as a unified data and workflow layer, trained on real-world healthcare data from EHRs, claim systems, CRM platforms, and HR/finance management systems. Each new AI agent launched on the platform inherits institutional knowledge from the shared data layer, creating compounding learning effects that standalone tools can't replicate. Innovaxer's approach, end-to-end workflow integration where agents hand off tasks to one another, mirrors what pharma companies need. Internally, not isolated AI tools for target identification, lead optimization, and clinical trial design, but a unified platform where each function learns from and enhances the others. This architectural shift has margin implications. Point solutions create integration overhead and degrade user experience, as clinicians toggle between multiple interfaces. Platform consolidation reduces technical debt and enables cross-functional optimization. For Novartis, securing strategic alignment with Anthropic positions the company to build its own internal gravity equivalent, a pharma-specific AI platform where discovery, development, regulatory, and commercial workflows share a common intelligence layer. Key market signal: healthcare AI is transitioning from application layer innovation to infrastructure layer control. Companies with privileged access to foundational models gain structural cost and speed advantages that competitors can't easily replicate through incremental R&D spending. The competitive landscape Novartis's move comes as pharma mergers and acquisitions accelerates. Revolution Medicines raised $2 billion in concurrent stock and debt offerings, double its initial target, following Phase 3 data showing its pancreatic cancer drug daraxonrasib doubled median overall survival. Bain Capital launched Beeline Medicines, a startup built around five immunology drugs licensed from Bristol-Myers Squibb. These transactions reflect a broader pattern: asset redeployment, portfolio optimization, and capital concentration in high-probability programs. AI's role in that calculus is to identify which assets warrant investment and which should be divested or outlicensed. The FDA also announced plans to reclassify at least a dozen peptides, potentially opening a telehealth opportunity for compounding pharmacies and digital health companies. That regulatory shift compounds the strategic imperative. As approval pathways proliferate and competitive intensity rises, pharma companies need faster decision-making loops. The ones with superior AI infrastructure will compound advantages over time, as their models learn from each drug launch, each trial outcome, and each regulatory interaction. The Plaquemine view this board appointment as a wedge into infrastructure asymmetry. Novartis is not betting that Anthropic will build the best drug discovery chatbot. It's betting that control over foundational AI infrastructure, specifically, models capable of multimodal reasoning over biological, clinical, and regulatory datasets, will determine which pharma companies sustain margins in a world where approval timelines compress and development costs remain elevated. The second-order effect is a bifurcation in the pharmaceutical value chain. Companies with privileged AI partnerships will operate at a structural cost advantage, completing trials faster, identifying targets earlier, and optimizing portfolios with greater precision. Those relying on off-the-shelf AI tools will face margin compression as their development cycles lengthen relative to AI-native competitors. This dynamic mirrors what happened in software. Once cloud infrastructure became foundational, companies with privileged access to AWS, Azure, or GCP resources gained economies of scale that pure-play software vendors couldn't match. The regulatory environment amplifies this effect. The FDA's 50-day approval of orforglipron demonstrates that the agency will reward speed when companies provide high-quality data. But generating that data requires integrated AI workflows that most pharma companies don't yet possess. Innovaxer's $250 million platform bet shows that healthcare AI buyers are consolidating spend around unified systems. Novartis, by embedding itself at Anthropic's board level, is positioning to build a similar internal capability, one that treats AI as infrastructure, not tooling. For institutional investors, the signal is clear: pharma equities with credible AI strategies, measured not by press releases but by board-level partnerships, capital deployment, and pipeline velocity, will command premium multiples. Companies lagging in AI integration face a valuation discount as their development timelines elongate and their cost structures become uncompetitive. The Novartis-Anthropic alignment is the opening move in a broader reallocation of pharma R&D spend from traditional CROs and consultancies toward AI infrastructure providers with proven regulatory and clinical reasoning capabilities. The bottom line: Vas Narasimhan's appointment to Anthropic's board is a strategic infrastructure play disguised as a governance formality. It signals that Novartis views foundational AI access as a competitive necessity, not a nice-to-have innovation project. As regulatory timelines compress and development costs rise, the pharma companies with privileged AI partnerships will compound operational advantages that standalone R&D investment can't replicate. Investors should track not just which pharma companies announce AI initiatives, but which ones secure board-level access to frontier model providers. That alignment, more than pipeline size or mergers and acquisitions firepower, will determine which names sustain margins as healthcare AI transitions from experimentation to operational infrastructure. The institutional play is clear: overweight pharma names with credible AI platform strategies and privileged access to foundational model providers. Underweight those treating AI as a point solution rather than a structural cost advantage.